This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a lighthearted warning not to interfere again in next year's election in the United States. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Osaka.
Appearing before reporters during his bilateral meeting with Putin, Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not repeat meddling in the next U.S. election. Trump, with a smile on his face and playfully pointing a finger at Putin, did just that in the noisy room among the shouts of American and Russian reporters. The light-hearted exchange is likely to reinforce the impression among many that Trump still is not taking the issue seriously. Steve Herman, VOA News in Osaka.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide on President Donald Trump's bid to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era program aimed at illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
A decision is expected by June of next year, in time for the 2020 election. DACA is the program set up during the Obama administration that shields young immigrants from deportation. President Trump ordered an end to the program in 2017, resulting in protest and a failed congressional effort to salvage it. The president spoke to reporters in January.
I would consider DACA, but I think we complicated it. I'd rather have the Supreme Court rule and then work with the Democrats on DACA.
Federal courts in California, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. blocked the president from ending DACA immediately. A federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but did not order that it be stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, a positive day with all three major indices closing Friday's trading on the upside. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record on Friday after California Senator Kamala Harris harshly criticized him in Thursday night's Democratic presidential debate. Speaking at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition in Chicago, Biden highlighted his efforts for civil rights.
I've always been in favor of using federal authority to overcome state-initiated segregation. In fact, I cast a deciding vote in 1974 against an amendment called the Gurney Amendment, which would have banned the right of the federal courts to be able to use busing as a remedy.
Harris had criticized Biden's statement highlighting his work with segregationist senators and his past opposition to court-mandated busing of schoolchildren. The former vice president said Friday he never opposed the busing of students to desegregate schools in the 1970s. Biden is widely regarded as the front runner in the Democratic field, but Harris's performance in Thursday's debate has helped raise her profile. Iran's deputy foreign minister says that European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi made the statement after meeting with European representatives in Vienna Friday.
All in all, I believe that it was a positive and constructive meeting. I can say one step forward compared to the previous meetings we had, but it is still not enough.
Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal in response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed on Tehran in the past year. European countries are urging Iran to fully comply with the accord. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Representative on Iran accused the country of routinely engaging in unsafe behavior at sea and of attacking commercial shipping in recent weeks. At a news conference in London, Brian Hook called on the international community to work with the U.S. in preventing what he called Iran's threats to freedom of navigation.
We believe that Iran's threats to freedom of navigation should be met with an international response, because so many nations around the world have a stake in freedom of navigation and energy security.
The United States has blamed Tehran for recent attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz and attacks on other sites in the region. Iran has denied those charges. And at the Women's World Cup in France, Megan Rapinoe struck twice as the United States beat the hosts 2-1 in the quarterfinals at the Parc de Princes on Friday. That sets up a semifinal clash between the Americans and England. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music.